We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Final score here this evening, it's 82-71, and Bob Huggins joins us. Huggs, obviously, goes without saying, extremely disappointing loss, a tale of two halves. What went wrong?
Well, I guess you could say the same thing that's gone wrong every time we've had an outing this year. I mean, we think about it. We're up 30 against Akron. They cut it to, what, 14? Scrimmage was about the same. I mean, every game that we've had, we've come out, played pretty good the first half, and came out flat as can be the second half. We missed, Tony, how many layups? We had to miss 10 layups in the second half. We had to miss another 7 or 8 paint touch shots where we shot them from in the paint. And, you know, it just blows my mind how you could, you're on the inside, a guy behind you, and you got a double pump and miss a layup, double pumping, because I guess, I don't know if it's like it's fashionable or couldn't have thought they were going to block it.
Defensively, they shot absolutely phenomenal from the line, total behind the line, 62%, Huggs, 8-13. Did they do anything different to get those shots in the second half? No. Was it the lack of intent? Did you lose your intensity on defense?
100%. 100%. They were all penetrating pitch shots. I mean, we got straight lined. Whoever touched the ball, straight lined it. Now in the first half they didn't. We were playing man in the first half. We were active in the first half. Come out the second half and they just straight lined us and we stood around. I mean, how many times did they drive it to the goal and one of our guys maybe got there to, you know, stop the guy, and then the rest of our guys stood there and looked as one of them ran down the lane. He flipped it to the guy running down the lane and he dunked it. I mean,
Huggs, when did this lead in your mind go away? This, the whole second half, the beginning of the second half, and when did it start to?
Jay, we have not, my point is, we have not played a second half yet. Okay. Yet. We haven't gone in, played as hard and as competitive in any second half this year, counting scrimmage, counting exhibition game. We haven't done it all year.
Why do you think that is?
Tony, if I knew it, I'd fix it. And what am I supposed to do? Go in there and throw things, jump up and down, scream and yell at halftime? When we're up, what, 12? Something like that, 10?
What the
hell? Makes no sense.
Go ahead.
Well, we draw up a set. We draw up a set. The elevator deal that we ran got back in a game against Oklahoma State in the conference tournament. And what it is you run in between two guys and then they close together, and it becomes a screen, and so you're open for a shot. We ran around it. A senior ran around it. How do you explain that? I can't explain it.
That is a 30-second timeout.
What's it, the defense?
I thought we played well the first half.
Big guys played pretty good.
I thought everybody played pretty well. Keaty getting in foul trouble doesn't help us any, but that's been every single game.
Right.
And some of them were ridiculous. I mean ridiculous.
Ticky-tack.
Well, you're supposed to get over a screen.
Yeah.
I mean, he got over the screen. He didn't. He didn't grab anybody. He didn't push anybody. He didn't do anything. He just got over a screen.
Now what? You got an off day tomorrow. Now what do you get to do here? How do you fix it quick?
I don't know. I mean, I could lie to you, but I don't know. I'll go back and look at film. Go back and look at the game. I mean, I probably need to stay here and watch Ole Miss, and that we'll be playing Ole Miss. No,
actually, we got Clemson.
Clemson,
yeah,
Clemson Tigers. So you guys are already
who are better than Marquette?
Yeah,
much better. Yeah. Well, I'll go watch Clemson and. Try to figure something out. Tony, we get straight lined. It is a barrage of straight lines. Well, when somebody gets straight lined, somebody has to help or they're going to dunk every ball. So then our guys run into help, the ones that are awake, they run into help and they pitch it to their man and they make threes.
Cameron Jones, he hurt you. Out of the corner.
Yeah, they all hurt us. They all are. They all made open threes.
Absolutely. All right, Hugs, we appreciate the time.
Thanks,
yes, sir. Since I don't have to, we're not playing Ole Miss, I'm going to go watch some tape.
Go
and
watch
see if
those
we
Tigers.
Can figure out some way. I'm thinking about just standing five guys in a lane and just hope they miss shots, because that's the only way I think we can keep people from straight line is, we could pack line it, I guess, but it's hard to do in one day. But if you pack line it, you're going to give up those corner shots.
Sure.
So,
did you think Shaka did anything in the halftime to change anything?
Oh, I'm sure he got him fired up.
Yeah.
How do you get a team fired up when you're up by 12?
Yeah.
Thanks, Hugs.
All right, guys.
Yep.
And their head coach, Bob Huggins, West Virginia Falls tonight, 82-71.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.